If you're not already a yoga fan, then no doubt you've had plenty of friends telling you how you must try it, how wonderful it is. But is it really? What's the big deal? And how much do you really need to do? Jerry Miles is an Ashtanga yoga teacher with Sacred Mastery Yoga.
Frankly, learning yoga is no different to learning any subject. It's like learning a language or like learning a musical instrument. It's much better to practice 10 minutes a day, 6 days a week, rather than do 10 hours one day and nothing for the next 10 days. For me, I remember practicing daily, and I began a daily practice at the age of 17. And at first, what amazed me was the clear physical changes. You know, so I had very stiff hamstrings. Slowly and steadily, they started to release. I started to be able to move much better. One of the main things that really impressed me, and this was within the first few months of practicing, is my relationships got better. I felt more comfortable in who I was as a person. And because of that, I felt more comfortable with other people. And I went from feeling slightly isolated and depressed to feeling a connectivity with the people around me and the world around me. And it was very much linked to the physical practice of Hatha Yoga, the yoga postures. Since then, I've continued a daily practice now for, you know, coming up for 15 years. And I would say I'm constantly experiencing benefit from the practice.
Is yoga something that is developing? Because obviously it has a very ancient tradition, and often it's good to do the practice that comes from an ancient tradition that's been there for a long, long time. But at the same time, we have a habit of fiddling with things in the West. So do we fiddle with yoga and kind of add new bits to it?
One of the things you can do both in the martial arts and in yoga is you can follow the lineage. You often will ask, you know, who was your teacher? And who is your teacher's teacher? And who is that? In my particular tradition, which is Ashtanga Yoga and the tradition of Sri K. Pattabhi Joyce, he says quite clearly, teach the method to the students the way I taught you. And that's largely what I try to do. But having said that, you have to take into account where the student's coming from and also why they want to do yoga in the first place. There's a big difference between the student who comes to us who simply wants to lose weight and get a little more flexible compared to the student that wants to come and actually follow a spiritual tradition. So depending on the student, this changes the relationship between the teacher-student and it changes the teaching to some extent.
Do you think there is a danger sometimes that people do tweak with it and actually what you end up with is something that's perhaps not as effective?
The thing that's tricky these days is students come to yoga with a great misperception, misunderstanding of what yoga actually is. By doing a yoga class, even every day, for an hour, that will bring about all sorts of quite obvious benefits, such as flexibility, so on. However, when it comes down to it, to really experience yoga, yoga actually demands a great deal from you. It does. So what most people want is they don't want to change anything. You see, it's like they want to go to the doctor and they want the doctor to give them a pill and everything to suddenly get better, you know, their life to be all balanced and perfect. And they experience and have this expectation, but, you know, if I do yoga, why is that not going to occur? Well, people often, they throw that onto me as the teacher. What do you mean you have a cold? You know, what do you mean you're a human being? You know, it's like they sort of have this perception that you're somehow superhuman because you do yoga every day and have done for, you know, 20 years. The simple fact is, yoga demands lifestyle changes, you know, so it's a vast subject. And if you're not willing to make certain sacrifices, certain changes, you won't really experience more than, you know, the tip of the iceberg of what this subject actually has to offer.
That's Jerry Miles from Sacred Mastery Yoga. For more information, see sacredmasteryyoga.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.